This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. On next week's ballot, Boone County residents will decide on whether to introduce a community children's service fund to improve mental health and shelter services for youth under the age of 19. KBIA's Lee Jian Chung tells us more about Boone County's Proposition 1.
Proposition 1 will introduce a quarter cent sales tax to address problems outlined in an MU Institute of Public Policy assessment of local mental health services for children. The Boone County Commission will choose 9 local residents to be on the board of directors. The Putting Kids First campaign gathered more than 8,000 signatures to urge the Boone County Commission to put the issue on the ballot. Coordinator Christine Corcoran says the consistent need for these services has not been communicated well to the public.
There are just greater stresses on kids these days in terms of social media, in terms of drug and alcohol, influences, those kinds of things.
The assessment shows that in 2010, children, youth, and families were turned away from services more than 2,900 times. The highest number of unserved youth were teenage parents. Columbia's Rainbow House, an emergency and homeless youth shelter, will be one of the organizations that will benefit from the funding. Its homeless youth program director, Claire Slammer, hopes to see more mental health accessibility for its children.
Right now, it's really difficult to find services for homeless youth that have more severe mental health concerns. Also, a lot of them don't have insurance, so it's really difficult to find those services.
The MU Institute of Public Policy reports that between 2004 to 2008, the percentage of Boone County children covered under Mo Health Net for Kids has been dropping. Boone County residents will vote on Proposition 1 on November 6. Lee Jian Chong, KBI News.
New use tax measures will be on the ballot in Randolph County and for the city of Moberly on November 6th. The tax will affect local businesses throughout Randolph County. KBIA's Jonathan Deutsch reports.
The use tax would be imposed on consumers that purchase tangible items outside Randolph County. People that spend less than a total of $2,000 on out-of-state purchases would be exempt from the use tax, but anyone that spends more than $2,000 over the course of a year would have to file a use tax return for those purchases. Moberly City Manager Andy Morris says if the initiatives don't pass, the city and the county could lose a lot of money.
I think over time, it's certainly going to have a revenue effect. I mean, our estimates here, I live on the county level, they're going to lose, they're anticipating losing something like $65,000. Ours is around $35,000.
Morris and Presiding Commissioner of Randolph County, Susan Carter, say the use tax is not an increase on the taxes paid by the citizens. Instead, it is a replacement of the local sales tax that is lost on goods purchased outside of the state. The city use tax would be 2.5% and the county an additional 1% of the purchase price. Jonathan Deutsch, KBIA News.
The Kansas City Council has voted to restrict protests at funerals within city limits. The council yesterday adopted an ordinance that requires protesters to stay at least 300 feet from a funeral home, cemetery, or house of worship during the service and an hour before and after the service. The Kansas City Star reports the law is an exact copy of a Manchester, Missouri ordinance that an appeals court ruled last week was constitutional. Council members say the ordinance was aimed at Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, which protests at funerals for military members. A redevelopment project of a former military school in Booneville, Missouri, is receiving a national award for excellence. KBIA's Wendy Mater has the details.
The Steering Committee for Kemper Military School Redevelopment Project is receiving the award from the University Economic Development Association for repurposing 46 acres of land where Kemper Military School stands. The school closed in 2002, but part of the repurposing project included the opening of State Fair Community College in its place. The school began its first academic year in September 2012. Jim Gann is the director of the University Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at MU and is the project's director. He says the award is an honor because it was chosen amongst many other projects.
The most interesting thing about this award is that it was chosen by peer review rather than by a committee somewhere making decisions about what was worthy.
City of Booneville Mayor Julie Thatcher says the award will help keep the city pushing forward.
You know, it just really kind of makes you feel good. It makes you know that what you're doing is maybe on the right track and gives you a little impetus to keep on going.
Under the project, land not used by the new college was converted to green space and sports fields in 2003. It is also leased to Boonslick Heartland YMCA. State Fair's enrollment is currently at 70 students, but project leaders hope to reach an enrollment of more than 100 in the coming years. Wendy Mader, KBIA News.
For the second year in a row, the St. Louis Zoo has successfully bred an unusual giant salamander known as the Ozark Hellbender. From St. Louis, Veronique LaCapra has this report.
Ozark Hellbenders are native to the rivers of southern Missouri and northern Arkansas, with only about 600 left in the wild. The St. Louis Zoo first bred them successfully last year, using custom-made nest boxes in artificial streams. Zoo herpetologist Jeff Etling says this year, 8 females laid more than 2,800 eggs. The paternity side is a little less clear.
The males guard the nest, so we know the males that were the primary fertilizers of those eggs. But there's a possibility that there may be sneaker males, too, that come into the box and fertilize some eggs as well.
Etling says the hellbenders will eventually be released to help the recovery of wild populations. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.